Hey guys, welcome back to the K&M Queens. I'm Kristen.
I'm Madison.
And let's get into this week's episode.
Let's do it.
Woo! Hello. Welcome. I think we got this working out.
I think so. We started recording and then we realized that the camera wasn't recording. So yeah. But welcome back.
Woohoo!
How was your weekend?
Good. Yours?
It's good.
We hung out.
Yeah. Had a little birthday fiesta.
Her birthday was last week.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Still a baby.
Turned 24.
Still a baby.
Yeah. Well, you could be an old fart like me.
Okay, you're like 3 years older.
Same thing.
It's not that much older.
Not that much older.
But yeah, Monday I went and hung out with Chantel and Maggie.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was fun. We went to Run of the Mill in Saco.
Nice.
And then we went on like a bird sanctuary walk in Biddeford Pool.
Nice, how was that?
It was really pretty. I fell. Well, it was mud and I had like super slippery shoes on.
Oh.
Like they have no traction and so I went to step and it like... my foot slipped back and I just fell to my knee.
Smooth.
Yeah, I actually kind of was, not gonna lie.
Well, at least I'm not the only Clarkson.
Oh, I fall down the stairs like once a week. It's like a thing. Yeah. I'm waiting for the time Madison. I like fully like tumble down.
Oh, Madison.
Yeah.
That would not be good. I don't need you going to the ER.
I don't need me going to the ER. I don't want to pay that.
No, I know. That'd be one hefty bill.
I mean, I have insurance, but still.
Yeah, it'd still be a hefty bill. Because it's the ER.
Yeah. But guys. All right. Let's get into this.
We're
talking about Riverdale episodes 6 through 10. And I wrote notes this time.
Me too.
Well, mine,
hers is on her, actually, knee. And mine's just with my crappy-ass handwriting. Like... you know, so we'll start off with episode
6
of season 1.
Okay, so I literally just voice texted it into my phone. That's all I do. So it starts off, Archie chokes during the variety show tryouts because he's all nervous.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and he's all like scared. And then, yeah, he sees like all of his football buddies and like little face masks.
Yeah, and well... Kevin can't really push him through, even though he knows what he sounds like.
I know.
But leave it to Veronica.
Oh, of course. Always leave it to me.
She got him into that.
Okay, you got this next thing. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, yes. They find out where Polly is staying.
Yes.
Betty and Jughead did their little canoodling. Well, I wouldn't say canoodling, but...
well, they, like...
what is it called?
What happened was Betty invited Jughead over for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then asked, hey, where's the bathroom? And knowing that Betty's mom was going to be like, no, let me show you. And then Betty, the little sneaky bitch she is, she went to her mom's wallet and then took pictures of what is an old school checkbook.
And it has like where she would meet, like where Polly is and like where it is. So they went and it's called, they stuck Polly at, what is it, Quiet Mercy?
Sisters of Quiet Mercy Home for Troubled Youth.
Yes, that's where they sent Polly. And big shocker why they sent her there.
Hold on. You're missing another step. Something else happened in the next scene.
Then what did I miss?
So I'd like to give all the details of the show. Archie and Val from
they start dating,
they're gonna perform at the variety show, but Val quits the Pussycat Dolls or Pussycats. I don't want Pussycat Dolls. I'm like, Jesus Christ,
something. Well, Veronica was going to sing with Archie,
yes,
and Veronica finds out, well, she's already mad at her mom and everything, and then. So then she goes and talks to Archie, and she finds him singing with Val after she...
yeah, like the day that
she
Veronica
quits the Pussycats.
Yeah.
And she's just like, wow, you ditch me.
She's like, well, fuck you, dude. And she, like, throws a fit at Archie. But, like, I also don't blame her.
I don't either. She's like, already pissed off about one thing, and then that happens, and just...
like, her supposed friend was supposed to have her back.
Yeah.
And, like...
ditch her for another girl. Typical.
Mm. Okay, So here, where some dirt comes in, Jughead and Betty go to the Sisters of Quiet Mercy, home of troubled youth, and try to get in to see Polly.
They do.
And Polly meets... No, Betty meets Polly, sorry.
Yep, she's in the garden, and that's where Betty meets Polly. She's all excited.
I want to say it! I want to say it!
And...
Polly's pregnant! Woo! With Jason's baby.
Surprise! I'm sorry. That's why they sent her there, because they are ashamed, pretty much, that she's pregnant with Jason's kid.
So then Betty is all like, yo, what the fuck happened?
Yep.
So what ended up happening was Polly was actually running away with Jason.
Yes.
On the 4th of July.
Yes, that was the plan. That's why Jason pretended to kill himself so that he could run away
and fake his own death.
That way he could get away from the family business and run away with Polly.
So then,
we're looking at our notes.
Yeah, sorry. And then, so then I was thinking, right? So what ends up happening is Polly goes downstairs and there's a man waiting and they take her away. Like she doesn't get a chance to say goodbye. Like
nothing.
Just took her. So then that got my brain thinking, if I know it's a TV show, but if Polly and Jason actually met up, would Jason be dead?
I feel like if they met out, cause he went there and Polly didn't meet her there. So I feel like if Polly didn't get taken, she would have met him. And maybe they wouldn't have gone taken because Polly was there, but maybe they would.
I don't know. That's what I thought. I was like, that's not good. I was also high when I watched this, so we got some high thoughts in there.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, it's a what if. They could have taken him.
They could have not.
I don't know.
But, and then Jughead and Betty finally kiss.
Woo!
Oh, maybe.
Wait, somebody... you skipped some parts.
What the fuck did I skip?
They find the car. They go, like, during...
No.
They kiss... I thought they kissed after.
No. They kissed before, because then it goes to the variety show. See, yes. Like I said, I have, like, every scene in
okay,
here.
I don't.
Well, it's super easy. You just talk. And Matt gets annoyed. He's like, you sound like you're a detective. I'm like, I am a detective.
I should probably just use my phone for notes.
Well, you can't, because you use it for recording.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Do you have another phone?
Yeah,
use that one for notes. So then at the variety show, Archie says she can't perform with
he tells Val she can't perform with him because she really wants the Pussycats, because Veronica decides to join the Pussycats,
so she gets jealous.
They have like this scene in the show where they're just like all badass walking down the hallway with the music playing, like, and they all, like, own that shit,
and of course everyone's like staring at them. God.
And then of course Val's gonna get jealous, you know, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, you left the band and then now you
they replaced
really...
her with the newest hottest girl in school. So
So Archie says, go sing with them. So she does. But they didn't kick Veronica out. They let her sing with them. So which was really nice.
And then
Archie played by himself. He finally did it.
He did so well.
He
looked so cute. Yes. I was like, oh, everyone, look at Archie.
Everyone was so proud of him. Even the football people.
Yeah. But while that was all happening,
Betty and Jughead had their own mission.
And then continue, because you already blurted it out.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So Betty, Polly told Betty that they were going to run away together, and they had this car packed full of stuff already over by, like, the river. So Betty's parents are basically trying to tell Betty that her sister is crazy and that that's not true and all that stuff. So then Jughead was there and she's like, what if she's not crazy? What if she's telling the truth? So they decide to go check that out, and lo and behold, they find the car.
It was like under some tarp thing, but it was more, it's like a tarp, but kind of looked like
Someone hid it. Like, someone hid the car.
It kind of looked like a rock, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird.
They definitely hid it on purpose, and it was full of a bunch of shit.
It had Jason's Leatherman
jacket, which is
a drugs. I mean, it was weed, but there were drugs in the car.
Yeah, bags packed, everything. And a good thing. And then, so they took pictures.
Yes, they took pictures.
After Betty yelled at Jughead not to touch anything because it's a crime scene.
And, of course, he was all like...
He was touching the drugs, and then he's like, put down, and then he started taking pictures. And then they called Sheriff Keller.
And then Archie and Valkis.
Mm-hmm. After the show.
But then Betty and Jughead ran to the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And also, real quick before we get ahead, when Betty and Jughead found the car, it kind of cut to a scene where it was like behind and you could see like a black figure.
There was someone watching them.
Yeah, there was someone following them.
Who? We don't know.
Don't know.
Question mark.
But we do know when they came back.
Yes.
The car was up in flames.
Yep. So they couldn't investigate it because they would know.
So then Betty and Jughead run, or probably drive, but run to the Sisters of Mercy to go get Polly. And when they went to go get her, she was gone. And yeah, the glass was broken and there was blood. And yeah, that's kind of where the episode ends. Do you have anything else? Sorry, I kind of took that one away.
No, you're good. I think, oh yeah, I have my notes like all in different places. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Besides Veronica finding out her mom is hooking up with Fred Andrews.
That's it. I always put Mr. Andrews because I can never remember. Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't go into too much detail.
I did write Jughead and Betty kiss over here on the side.
I see. We got to get the important parts.
I love them together.
They're so cute.
So that was basically episode 6. So episode 7 has a little creepy beginning to it, I thought.
What was the beginning?
Where Jughead's just sitting there. It's kind of like an all character type.
Yes, I forgot about that.
I literally wrote creepy beginning, like weird.
Like
it would be like in like the 1950s type like dinner and dressed weird.
Like disco, I don't know, disco. That's the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know, like the what are they called? The skirts.
Yeah, like the floppy skirts. Like the 50s, you know?
The 50s, yeah. Whatever. And then Archie, he ends up, like, stabbing Archie in the back for some reason. In like, the dream.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, Jughead's dream is in the beginning. Oh, I think, is this his...
So then he wakes up and we find out that Jughead is actually living at the school.
Yes, and Archie runs into him at the locker room and is like, oh, what are you doing here so early? And then he finds out Jughead is living there.
Yeah.
He's living.
Which was really sad. It was really sad.
Because he does not want to live with his dad. Which I don't blame him. Which you'll find out why.
And the reason why is because...
Dad's a drunken mess.
So, FP, which is Jughead's dad, used to work with Fred Andrews for Andrews Construction, and he would end up
They were like good friends all through high school and stuff like that. And then, I guess you find out later in the episode as well. I'll just say it now that from FP's point of view, that they built the company together and. Eventually, Fred got rid of it. If he on Fred's side, I can understand why he did what he did.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just reading over my notes. So then, things got pretty bad at home. So that's why Jughead can't go home is because his dad's just a drunk. Then.
Veronica is like on a spending spree because she's pissed at her mom. Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to go out. I need my gay best friend. I need my girlfriend on the side and a hot guy for eye candy.
And yeah, she goes out crazy.
They go out and she does it on purpose to make her mom notice.
Which
so she did it in New York too. But they do end up going out and the guy goes, your card is declined. And she's like, oh, she noticed.
Which I was like, okay.
Which is weird, but it works, I guess.
Then Cheryl sends out a tweet to everyone.
Oh, yes.
That says, hashtag Holly killed my brother.
You say Holly or Polly?
For some reason, every time I say Polly into my phone.
It says Holly?
It says Holly.
It's Polly.
It's Polly. So Polly killed my brother.
Yes, Polly ran away.
So now they're trying to
find her.
And the parents don't want to go to the police because they don't want to know she's...
They don't want the Blossoms, especially, to find out. But Cheryl did and tweeted everyone about it. And because she thinks Polly killed her brother. Which is not the case.
No. The Coopers end up putting a search team together to go through the Evergreen Forest. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Evergreen. I don't know. Because it's actually the only way out of town where no one would see you.
Mm-hmm. And guess who shows up?
In the most dramatic way.
Yes, it's kind of like on Twilight.
With search dogs, too.
It kind of reminded me of Twilight.
For a second, yeah. Like when the vampires come out in the first movie when they play baseball.
Yep.
I was like,
yeah.
Twilight? Right? Is this the Twilight Zone?
Are they really vampires? But yeah.
And then do you have anything else about Veronica? I really didn't keep tabs on her on this episode.
Just about the mom thing.
And that kind of goes throughout like the entire episode.
Yeah. I'm just reading my notes.
The next thing I have is about Polly. And I don't want to say anything until...
Oh, yeah, Betty.
Yeah, so Polly was actually living at the house the entire time.
Yes.
She ran back home. She was living in the...
So Betty figured, like, where she used to go all the time, and that's where she probably was. And lo and behold, she goes up to the attic, and there's Polly. Scares the shit out of her, but she finds
scared
Polly.
Scared the shit out of me. I've seen this, like, 3 times, and it still scared the shit out of me.
So, but she didn't want her mom to find out, so she kept it a secret. And
the reason why is because
the mother does not want her at the house. Neither does the dad, because she's having pregnant with a Blossom's child,
and they
want
to give the baby up for adoption, and she doesn't.
Nope. That's why she was sent to the Sisters Quiet Mercy or whatever it's called.
Did you talk about the press conference?
Oh, no.
So then the Coopers decide to have a press conference. And they announce, because then the Blossoms get all like, all heavy puffy about everything. And then they announce to everyone that Polly's pregnant. And that was like a huge shock to everyone that Polly was pregnant. Ooh, so then the Blossoms are like, we want to help find her. We have all the interest like for the baby. Like, we'll help take care of you.
Yeah, they just have the interest in the baby because it's a Blossom.
Yeah.
Nothing with Polly, really.
No, they can care less about Polly. They just want to help the baby. But they say that they're going to help Polly.
They're creepy. I find that family just so creepy.
You think?
When you watch it, you'll just realize it's just creepy. Cheryl gets her vixens back.
Yes, she does.
Why are they calling? Get out of here. All right, let's see. Yeah, I think I already read all this. What else did you have for that episode? Oh, yeah. Fred Andrews.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Sorry. Continue.
Gives FP a second chance because he is out of a job. So he gives him a second chance. But he blows it.
Yeah, of course he does. So then his name is Sheriff Keller. Yes. But my phone corrects it to Sheriff Culler.
Close enough.
So Sheriff Culler. Sheriff Keller came to the school looking for Jughead, basically accusing him of the murders of Jason, don't know your middle name, Blossom.
Oh, yeah.
So then Fred came down.
Juicy news.
And bailed him out.
couldn't find FP for the anywhere. Life of them anywhere. So Fred Andrews bailed them out.
And so FP ends up showing up outside of the police station.
Drunk
as shit.
And they kind of had like a moment, like Archie asked Jughead to move in with them because he's been living at school, obviously. And he's like, I don't know. And like when he comes out of the jail cell, he was like, no, it's okay. Cause Archie said something about it again. And he's like, no, I'm going to go with my dad. And FP is like, wait a minute. And like stops him. And tells him to go live with them instead.
Which was honestly the best idea.
Yeah, so and he can better his life for Jughead to come back. Which is a good idea.
And then the ending scene.
What's the ending scene?
Ending scene is FP is at his house. He shows him like walking around, blah, blah, blah.
So the jacket they found in the car is key to this
car. They find. So it shows the camera.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of FP's jackets there. And then it's Jason Blossom's. That was in the car that was burned.
Yes.
So who the fuck could have burned it?
Who knows? Oh, and by the way, FP is part of the gang from the south side.
The Serpents,
which is a snake. So
I love the Serpents, by the way.
There's that.
So then, yeah, we go into episode eight.
And I think this is... Isn't this Jughead's birthday?
No.
Was that season 9? Episode 9. Oh, that's 10. I'm like way ahead. When I watch these, I like can write them down, but then I'm like, oh, I'll remember it. And then I'm like thinking, oh, no, that's a different episode. I think they're all the same.
Oh, sorry. That's why I had to write everything down.
Yeah, same.
Archie's.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Andrews' dad's construction got beat up.
Oh, yes. This is the drug part where they find out why Jason had drugs in his car.
I don't remember that part. So take it away, Kristen.
So Polly was telling them about the drugs because they needed money and that he was going.
Oh, yeah.
The one-time trip. Hence why he didn't end up doing it because he got killed. That's why the drugs were there. And what was it? I can't really say too much about it because I don't know if that's in the rest of the episode. Whatever, forget. The drug part.
Oh yeah, no, I think it's in this one.
So he got the drugs from the Serpents that were giving them out from FP, and Jughead finds out about it because he asks him.
Dun, dun, dun.
But that's not all. That's not all. Where was it? Oh, yes. Polly ends up staying with Veronica instead of with the Coopers.
Which was really nice.
Because that's where they took them because they asked Cheryl for help and...
Well, they were going to take her in, and then
Cheryl's like, don't.
Cheryl's mom was saying like some creepy ass shit. So then Cheryl showed up and was like, I don't think this is the best idea.
Go now.
Yeah. So then Veronica was like, you'll just come stay with us.
Yep. And they want to throw her a baby shower.
Yep. And then we found out that FP is actually the head of the Serpents.
Yes.
And Archie went to the bar to try to figure out which one of the Serpents trashed his dad's equipment. And then the second that Archie showed up, FP called Fred.
So Fred, a little backstory, got the construction site for what Hiram Lodge bought, that property, and we're going to start work on it. But the Blossoms... interfered and took Fred's crew, bought them and did whatever because the Blossoms have a beef with the Lodges because the Lodges bought land from that were the Blossoms and they trying to get it back and that whole beef thing. But so someone came to the property because and beat up Moose. Was it Moose?
They beat up like...
It was one. It was. I think it was Moose.
I think it was Moose, but like
because Archie, Kevin, and some of the football players came and started to help because he had no crew, and someone hired these people to come beat up like construction work, whatever it is.
The equipment.
And Moose goes out, and he was just there at the wrong time, and he ends up getting beaten up by them, and Archie thinks it's the serpents.
So, yeah, that's what happened.
Yep, and they go to the bar, and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, Archie almost fought a biker gang? Guy? What?
Serpent person. He's like, does that look like the person? He's like, I don't know, I couldn't tell. And he goes up to him, and he's like trying to push some things. And then Archie finds out that FP is a serpent. And FP already called Fred.
Yeah.
To go get him. And then he runs off and goes and talks to Jughead at the baby shower.
Then the baby shower happens. Everything's like all cute. Alice Cooper ends up showing up.
Yeah. She's there for Polly now.
She realizes.
After Veronica's mom talked to her.
Yeah.
Which was nice. So.
And then kudos. She actually broke down and asked Polly to move home.
Yeah.
But
Ended up finding out that the dad,
because she's like, did dad make me another doctor's appointment? And Alice was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, after I told dad, he said that he made a doctor's appointment. Basically, she didn't say it, but to go abort the baby.
Pretty much.
And her mom was pissed. Like,
super mad. She gets back home and tells Al to get the hell out of the house. Because she was like, you did the same thing you did to me, to Polly.
And that's when we find out that they aborted a baby.
Or did they? That's a wink, wink, inky dink.
I thought they did. I thought it comes out that they did. I don't remember.
Anywho, that's later on in the season.
Well, don't give them anything.
I winked. A wink, wink. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, we're back. Hi. Sorry, we had to take a little sec.
That was playing the whole time.
I was talking to our listeners.
Oh.
Not to the camera.
Well, no one ever sees the camera anyways. I pick and choose what goes in our videos.
True.
So we were on.
So, hold on. We were on the part of Joaquin.
Ooh, yes.
Who is a serpent.
Oh.
Is dating.
Oh.
Oh. What?
Ho, ho, ho. I'm saying oh, oh,
they're saying ho, ho, ho.
This is a juicy detail.
Is dating
Kevin,
who is the sheriff's son. But Joaquin is also working with the serpents. Turns out that FP takes the jacket and hands it to Joaquin. And basically that he's not really dating him. He's just kind of using him to, like,
I think at first it was supposed to be using, but I think Joaquin actually got feelings for Kevin.
Oh, definitely.
And it wasn't supposed to happen that way, but, you know, that always happens.
Love happens, man.
If you fake it, it doesn't end up going to be real anyways. It happens in all the shows.
And then...
Oh, and the creepy grandmother thinks Polly's having twins.
Yeah, that was weird.
She was like dangled like some necklace and like one of those things that you can tell if it's a boy or a girl. She said that she's having twins and it's one of each.
So and then we'll have when FP shows up. Do you have anything in between?
That Fred tells Archie about how he's struggling with the business.
Oh, yeah.
Which was kind of sad. It was like kind of a serious, you know,
moment. Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah. Pretty much that was it. That episode.
FP actually shows up to the construction site.
With his serpents.
To help out. And he's like, look, man, I'm actually like ready to work this time. Like, I'm good. And Fred's like, all right, go work.
I think leaving trying to leave the serpents and then going back changed everything for FP, even though he didn't want to.
And then the ending scene... I don't know if you got that, but Polly actually doesn't go back home.
No.
Cut scene to her arriving in a taxi to Thornhill to live with the Blossoms.
Yep. Because she didn't want to go live with the parents, and it killed Alice. Oh, that's her name, right?
Yeah, she went off on the dad, by the way.
Yes, that was that episode. What else?
Like, she went off on him. It was great. She was like, get out! And I looked at Matt and I told him, I was like, I would do the same thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of a low blow.
Also, episode 9. I didn't take any notes.
Oh, I did.
The only thing I had was Cheryl asks Archie to go maple tapping.
Oh, yes. This is like the whole like creepy. Well, not really creepy, but so the Blossoms have this maple thing and it's all about their maple farm business.
Yeah.
And since Jason died, the... what do you call it? Trustee people come to town.
Basically for the family.
The family comes and they're all redheads and they always wear red. Don't ask me why. It's just their thing, I guess. And it's the maple tapping thing because it's maple season. So they're here in town to do that. And they don't want Cheryl to be the next person like they wanted Jason to be. And Archie kind of sticks up for Cheryl. And the Blossoms are using Archie because for Cheryl, pretty much.
Yeah, they like offer him a whole bunch of like nice shit, like music lessons from like the highest person you could find in that area. Like literally everything you could think of.
Pretty much. So Archie goes with Cheryl to the tree tapping and he's like, "You got this." And all she had to do was hit it. Because it was already in the tree where the maple comes out of, and all they had to do was hit it, and it comes out.
So I want to go do that so bad.
So it looks interesting. I mean, Maine has a bunch of them, and I'm assuming Vermont.
Matt told me he can take a tree from work, and then once we get a house, he can plant it, and we can
make get our some own. Syrup. It's a long process. Gotta, like, boil it.
I want to do
shit
it.
Shit like that. I'd YouTube it. They probably have a bunch of it.
So continuing with episode 9, because I ended up just getting sucked in and I didn't watch. I mean, I didn't take notes.
Pretty much that episode was episode 9 of Archie getting bought pretty much by the Blossoms and his dad. Like, they even got him a new guitar and got him a new suit. And Archie was like, "I can't do this." And he told Cheryl that he couldn't do this anymore. Like, it was too much and he doesn't want it because they're obviously using him, and Fred told him that pretty much too, because with people like that with money, you know, doesn't
They'll
come
just buy you.
Yeah, comes with a price. If you're doing her a favor, obviously they're gonna give you something, but then, you know, you're stuck.
Well,
with
then they basically ask him to like date
Cheryl. Pretty much.
Like they were like, "Oh, you just need to be with her forever."
And that kind of makes Archie and Val's relationship rocky, and Val ends up breaking up with Archie because of it.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, because he hasn't spent any more time. And, yeah, that's pretty much that episode.
And then, so...
Allison does go nuts, though. I know that.
Yeah, she throws a brick through the...
Yeah, so she goes to...
Newspaper window,
because they wanted to publish something... about the Blossoms and Hal decided to lock Alice out of the thing. And she goes nuts, takes a rocks and screams and throws it at
she
the
screams,
door.
"I want my daughter back," and throws it. I'm like, damn.
And Archie kind of uses spending time with the Blossoms to find about Polly. And Polly was like there because she's spying on the Blossoms.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. And find out what happened to Jason because she thinks one of them killed him.
But Polly is okay. She Betty couldn't get in contact with her and was like freaking out. And she was like, "You need to tell Betty just to leave me alone. Like, I got this. I'm taking care of
it." And then so she finds out about that and she's all fine. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Cheryl kisses Archie. And that's when Archie was like, "Whoa, no." And Archie overheard a conversation with the Blossoms, Cheryl's mom and dad, about that they pretty much put Hiram, which is Veronica's dad, in jail. Dun, dun, dun. That episode.
And then...
That was pretty much.
I know, I didn't really get much on episode 9.
Episode 9. The last episode was Jughead's birthday.
So Mr. Andrews is going out of town to go talk to Archie's mom about getting a divorce.
They've been separated for like 2 years, so they're finally doing it. And it was landed on Jughead's birthday when they were leaving. And Jughead doesn't like surprises, nor does he like his birthday.
And I will tell you why later. Dun, dun. Veronica and her mom were actually supposed to testify on her father's behalf. Mm-hmm. And Veronica was like, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not.
No.
Because she doesn't want him to get out. And then that's when Archie overhears, oh yeah, Mr. Blossom talking about how he put Hiram in jail.
Yep. And then figures out a way, goes into like all these things and ends up changing her mind. And they end up testifying for their dad, saying that to get out of jail.
Yeah, because basically her dad threatened her, saying that, or, you know, her mom's not innocent.
Yeah.
And if you don't testify on my behalf, your life and your mother's life is over.
Yep. And then finds out that the Blossom actually put him in jail and all this stuff. But that's their, like, drama in their family.
So then we find out why Jughead doesn't like his birthday, and that's because it's the one day where everything was normal, and that made him feel extremely lonely, because his dad was always a mess.
They made it look like it was them coming together and being fake. That's what he put it.
And he didn't like that.
Which is sad, because Betty didn't know about it until Archie said something. So she's like, let's throw him a party. And Archie's like, he doesn't like his birthday.
But she's going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then there's a little dance-off between Veronica and Cheryl, which, by the way, is cringy as hell.
Like, this is a high school cheerleading dance.
Like, I was sitting there, I'm like, okay, have I ever danced like that in high school?
I don't think our, like, cheering team would.
I mean, we twerked. We did, but not like.
Not like that.
Not dancing, like, super sexual like that. Like, yeah. It is. That's like the club dancing.
Yeah.
That's not high school dancing.
Guess who won?
Veronica. Mm-hmm. Even Matt and I were talking, like, Veronica just seemed so natural with it, and then Cheryl was just like,
a robot.
Like, so stiff and, like, seemed to be forced, but I put cue cringe dancing. And then, so Betty sings Jughead happy birthday.
It was really
kind of creepy. It was creepy.
And she's like, happy birthday to you. And then
nobody else sang. It was just Betty. And
but it was kind of creepy because the lights were dim and she's holding the cake and going closer. And what does Jughead say? Jughead said something about cringy or something.
He was like, that was very haunting, Betty.
Yeah, that was it's very haunting. Like, creepy.
So then the little inner party.
So Cheryl and Chuck, because Chuck comes back to school.
Fuck you, Chuck!
Literally comes back, and they decide to crash the place. And FP ends up going to the birthday party and sees Joaquin there and, you know,
pulls him aside.
And is like, what are you doing here?
So they start talking, and turns out that Betty's mom creepily was
in Betty's bedroom staring over at them
with binoculars.
Yep.
Weird.
Or was that the living room? Something like
no,
that.
No, it was definitely in the bedroom. Because remember, Betty's Archie's rooms are right across from each other.
Oh, yeah. And sees Joaquin and FP talking.
And then so Jughead tries to leave. And Cheryl and Chuck are like, where are you going? It's time play a game.
Yeah. And their game is like fucked up.
Like, they basically reveal all the secrets between them.
Yeah.
Like, Archie dating Miss Grundy.
Oh, yeah.
And Dark Betty when she went all crazy.
Veronica.
Veronica's dad. Like, all that shit. Yeah.
I loved Veronica's comment towards Cheryl, though, when she calls him you have, like, some like type of
twin fest. She was like,
twin sis.
That's what it is. Twin sis. So when, like, she literally is, though, she's like obsessed with Jason. Like, he's my soulmate. I'm like, I love my brother, but he ain't my soulmate. Ew.
I know.
So then.
Ooh, this is the night where.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Because Jughead and Chuck get into a fight.
Oh,
and then FP
yes.
breaks it up. And then. Jughead tries to leave and it's like no, like, we're, because Betty and Jughead got into a pretty big fight at the party because they're so different, whatever, and
Jughead being in his own head,
so he's like, no, like, don't screw this up. Like, don't walk away. Like, she actually cares about you. Like, get your ass back inside. So they end up going to Pop Steiner and realizes that when Betty gets really mad, like, that Betty opened up to Jughead.
Because she goes like this.
She gets really mad, so she digs her fingernails into her fist. And she goes like this. She has indents all throughout.
Wait, so they get back. They, like, talk it out. They're fine. They get all good. And FP talks to Alice, because Alice being Alice comes out and starts yelling at FP. And he was just like, well, because find out that Alice is from the South Side. And I can't remember what he said. It was something like, you can't take, like, the girl out of the South Side or something like that.
Something like that.
Which then you find out that she's from the South Side, even though she acts like she's all
high and mighty.
Yeah.
Archie and Veronica. Literally my emojis.
I don't know if they actually did that or just made out, because they ended up being in separate beds.
Hi.
With the clothes on.
Yeah, but everyone's comments afterwards, they definitely fucked.
Probably.
Look, sometimes after I fuck, I wake up with my clothes on too.
True. But so they end up hooking up, and Jughead sees Veronica leaving the house, and they're like, don't say anything, because they
don't want Betty to
know right now. So, yeah, that was pretty much episode 10, was just Jughead's birthday and all that shit going down.
And then end scene. Mr. Andrews comes home with Archie's mom.
Yes.
And so, that is where we left off.
Yes. Yeah, so next week we'll...
Next week we're
taking
gonna,
a break.
We're going to mix things up and do conspiracy theories.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, hopefully I can remember to do my research. If not, it's going to be tomorrow night texting Kristen.
Let's just do the
episode. I forgot.
But yeah, so next week we'll do the conspiracy, take a break from Riverdale, because we'll do that throughout sometimes. So we don't have to do, like,
Riverdale. We keep you guys interested.
Yeah, so, like, follow.
Subscribe.
And
we'll see you next
week. Bye.